Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Eamon Ryan is standing down as leader of the Green Party and will not stand in the next general election. A former mayor of Donegal is calling for members of the 100% Redress Party to be elected as Cathaoirleach and last Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council at Friday's EGM. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on the whereabouts of a 15-year-old who's been missing from South Inish Owen for just over 3 weeks. And a dog has been seized after a man was seriously injured in an attack in Inish Owen on Sunday morning. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will also have all the latest in sport that will be coming up at around a quarter past five. Eamon Ryan is standing down as leader of the Green Party and will not stand in the next general election. He says it's for personal reasons and isn't being forced. Stephanie Roan was at the government buildings when the announcement was made.
Smiling, Eamon Ryan greeted reporters here at government buildings this afternoon, where some colleagues gathered and applauded him. He said he's standing down as party leader and will not contest the next general election for personal reasons. He said he needs more time with his family and his son, who has special needs, and he couldn't continue with the relentless nature of the job. Eamon Ryan said he made the decision months ago before the poor European and local election results and says it's his choice and he wasn't pushed.
I don't think there was anyone looking for me to step down because of that. I certainly didn't hear of anyone. But that really wasn't the issue. I decided this a good few months ago, indeed probably even before that, knew that at some point close to the next election I would have to step down and give a new leader a chance.
Speaking of regrets, Eamon Ryan said he wished there wasn't a narrative that the Greens are anti-rural Ireland, and he lamented online attacks on his party and himself. For now, he'll remain on as Environment Minister. A new leader of the Greens will be selected in the coming weeks. Stephanie Roan, Government Buildings.
Well, the deputy leader of the Green Party has ruled herself out of the upcoming leadership contest. Catherine Martin has posted on Instagram saying she will not contest and will also step back as deputy leader. It comes after Green Party leader Eamon Ryan announced he was stepping down from the role. Well, Green Party's chair in Donegal is Michael White, and he says there's a number of potential candidates for the leadership.
Obviously, he's had issues in rural areas. He's not popular. The thinking is what happens next. So there'll be some people throwing their hats spring. The next few days, I guess, to try and replace him. Because there wasn't any big push to replace him, it's not something that had been on my mind. The two obvious candidates that I can think of are Catherine Martin, who challenged him for the leadership in 2020, and then Senator Pauline O'Reilly, who's the chair of the party. So they did pop into mind. But you also have ministers like Malcolm Noonan, Roderick O'Gorman, Oisin Smith, and Senator Pip Hackett. These are all people who might throw their hat in the ring.
Aer Lingus pilots are to carry out indefinite work to rule starting on Wednesday, the 26th of June. The notice was served by pilots' union IALPA in the last few minutes. It's in a row over pay, with pilots looking for nearly a 24% pay rise. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan has given his reaction to the latest development in the Aer Lingus dispute.
It's not good for the country. We need connectivity and we need, that would cause a lot of disruption. We have, again, compared to other countries, we have very good industrial relations systems here. We meet as a government with the employers and the unions on a regular basis.
A former mayor of Donegal has said members of the 100% Redress Party should be elected as Cathaoirleach and last Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council when it gathers for its AGM on Friday morning. Independent councillor Frank McBurty Jr. says he'll make the proposal at the meeting, arguing that the mandate received by the 100% Redress Party six candidates presents members with a unique opportunity to strike while the iron is hot in support of the defective concrete impacted home and property owners.
Well, I most certainly believe that the electorate voted for change on the 7th of June, and I believe that that change must start at the most powerful position of the council, which is the Mayor Cathaoirleach of the day.
Traditionally, the main parties and others have come together and formed a pact using the Dahan system, and they've, as it were, decided over the course of the 5 years who'll take the positions, what parties they'll be, who'll take committees, etc. I presume those discussions are taking place in the background at the moment. Are you or the 100% Redress councillors part of those discussions?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but what I can say is I believe that the 100% Redress Party got a clear mandate from the people. And that, I believe that message is loud and clear, that a statement needs to be made by this council, this new council, that the newly elected council is in full support of home and property owners that are destroyed by defective concrete. And by doing so on Friday, by electing the 100% redress party as Cathaoirleach and Less Cathaoirleach, gives a clear statement to government that the newly elected council are serious about holding the government to account for their failures to date.
We understand that, as it has happened in previous years, the established parties and a number of others are meeting informally with a view towards forming a voting pact in the coming five-year term. A spokesperson for the 100% Redress Party told Highland Radio News this morning that at the moment their priority is to work with as many people as possible. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on the whereabouts of a 15-year-old who's been missing from South Inishowen for just over 3 weeks. Speaking during the Community Garda information slot on today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grania Doherty says they believe Stephen Boyle may be in Kildare.
Gardaí and Buncrana are renewing their appeal to the public for assistance in locating 15-year-old Stephen Boyle. He went missing on Saturday the 25th of May in Maharabeg, Burnfoot. Stephen is described as being 5'7" tall. He is a medium build, brown hair and blue eyes. It's understood that he was wearing a black Nike hoodie and grey trousers at the time he went missing. Gardaí do believe that Stephen may have travelled to County Kildare, so this is a possibility. Anybody with any information on Stephen's current whereabouts are urged to contact Buncrana Garda Station on 932 0540. The Garda Confidential line either can be reached on 1800 666 111 or any Garda station. I believe you have a picture of Stephen there on your own social media. Yeah, if people want to refer to that.
Indeed, and if you could share it too, because as Grania said, I mean, previously there was some suggestion he might have been across the border. Now he may be down in Kildare. So in other words, the further this appeal can reach, the better.
Of course, yeah. Okay. Everything's a help.
A dog has been seized after a man was seriously injured in an attack in Inishowen on Sunday morning. The man in his 20s was rushed to hospital after being bitten by what is believed to be a Rottweiler while running on the Muff to Quigley's Point Greenway. The dog was seized by Gardaí with the assistance of dog wardens, and Gardaí say investigations are continuing. Concerns have been raised about the adequacy of the national minimum wage. For an urban single adult in full-time minimum wage employment, the income shortfall is around €130 per week. St Vincent de Paul's latest minimal essential standard of living report also shows that 76% of families relying on social welfare have an adequate income when it comes to providing for children. Stephen Moffat, National Policy Manager at Barnardo's, says struggling families are in need of support.
Now, it's about getting families who are on very low incomes, who've got children in the households who are going without additional income supports. And so that means increasing the qualified child increase, in particular for older children. There is a difference between in costs for children under 12 and children older 12. The government really needs to recognise that and increase supports for families in that situation. The fact that we're consistently seeing that social welfare rates are falling short of being able to provide families with older children a decent standard of living. And for us, you know, we see that across our services where parents are really struggling to provide children with essentials when they are getting older, when they're hitting their teens, and particularly households where there's multiple children falling into that. So parents are just really struggling.
Four people have been arrested after a man was attacked with weapons in his home in County Derry. The man was also attacked earlier in the day. Shortly before 9:30 last night, two men forced their way into a property in the Garver Road area of Kilray before attacking the occupant. The householder sustained extensive injuries to his head, face and body and was taken to hospital. A woman and three men remain in police custody in connection with both attacks. Police are appealing to anyone with information or who has CCTV or dashcam footage to contact them on the non-emergency number 101. Minister Joe O'Brien has announced 268,000 of funding to create 10 new community service programme positions across 7 organisations in Donegal. The CSP supports community-based organisations to provide local social, economic and environmental services through a social enterprise model. It aims to tackle disadvantage by providing a co-funding contribution towards the cost of employing a manager and full-time equivalent positions. The organisations benefiting in Donegal include Sprioga Sport, Greencastle Community Development Company and the Donegal Famine Heritage Centre. Well, newly appointed Councillor Declan Meehan, who's also manager of the Milford and District Resource Centre, says their allocation will go towards the delivery of Mary's Meals. The service, while providing dinner to older people in the community, also holds an important social aspect. Councillor Meehan says it bridges a gap in what is available for older people in rural Donegal.
A really important part of Meals on Wheels is combating social isolation. So a lot of our elderly people live at home alone and they might not see visitors, you know, every day of the week. So having someone come to the house with Meals on Wheels will just give them a bit of social connection back into the community. And that is a hugely important part of Meals on Wheels service.
This is filling a gap in services, or the lack of services there. While it's great that there is initiatives like this, it can't be the sole reliance, especially as now Donegal, we have an ageing population.
Absolutely. I mean, this is just one part, one piece of a puzzle that needs to be put in place for better supports for older people. As you say, we have an ageing population in Donegal, as it is across all of rural Ireland, and we need to see other services put in place to complement things like Wheels on Meals, and seeing full resumption of HSE-run day centres for elderly people is a key thing now that we need to also get over the line, and finding a venue for that in the Milford area is something that's, you know, been considered at the minute.
400 additional staff are being allocated to the international protection system here over the next 12 months. Justice Minister Helen McEntee also received Cabinet approval today to bring forward proposals that increases fines for airlines which do not ensure passengers have the correct documentations. Plans to revoke certificates of citizenship and for very limited circumstances were also given the green light. The time here now is approaching 12 minutes past five. We'll be back with sport after this short break. It's just coming up to a quarter past five. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We're starting with golf and the RNA, the amateur championships taking place this week in Ballyluffin here in County Donegal. And it's the second day of stroke play at this event. And we're joined on the line by Ballyluffin manager John Fire. Now, good evening, John. How's things going there today?
Yeah, good evening, Kenny. Stiff breeze here again today, a little more difficult conditions, slightly tougher than yesterday, I would say, but scoring quite remarkable in the conditions. The leader, Conor Graham from Scotland, continues. He's three shots ahead now of his nearest rival. He's one under so far, playing the 18th today, which is fine shooting in that weather. So, yeah, we've to cut the field from 288 to 64 players this evening, so there's going to be a big change in activity from this evening on, and we expect a playoff. The cut at the moment is probably looking at somewhere around three over, four over, depending on how the guys do in the back nine. There's still quite a few players out there, so we're expecting the playoff to take place, if there is one, and more than likely there will be, at around 9 o'clock. So that'll be to cut the field to 64 players. But yeah, it's a lovely evening here now for golf. A good breeze, but the sun's out and people are out there enjoying themselves.
That's great, John. And of course, when you go to the match play now, stroke play is important, but the match play will be real. It'll be when the real tough stuff starts.
Yeah, listen, whether you scrape into the match play stages or you lead the stroke play after two rounds, it doesn't really matter. The real work begins when it comes to match play. So, yeah, that's when it gets really interesting and I suppose exciting from a spectator's point of view, because it's head-to-head from here on in, starting tomorrow morning with 64 players. That'll be cut to 32 tomorrow evening, and again, cut to 16 on Thursday, and down to the final two players then on Friday evening for 36 holes match play on Saturday on Glashidi Links.
That's brilliant, John. Thanks very much for that. That's John Farron, the Ballyluffin manager, keeping us up to date with the event there. Conor Graham is leading on 7 under par, and as he said, the match play starts for that event tomorrow. And don't forget, anybody can go down to it. It's free into that event. Elsewhere in golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are set to represent Ireland in this summer's Olympics at former Ryder Cup venue Le Golf National. The qualifying period came to an end at the US Open at Pinehurst on Sunday. Rory McIlroy is currently ranked number 2 in the world, with Lowry at number 33. Should either opt out of the Games, Seamus Power would be next in line to represent Ireland. In the women's event, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow look set once again to play for Ireland. The closing date for their qualification is Sunday, June the 24th. The 60-player field features players representing 32 different countries, with the United States the only nation to have more than 2 players. In Gaelic Games, Ryan McHugh has been voted GAA.ie Footballer of the Week for a second time this year. The Donegal star received 3,632 votes on the GAA's official Instagram page, which put him ahead of Armagh's Conor Turbitt and Dublin's Cormac Costello. He starred in Donegal's emphatic All-Ireland Senior Football Championship win over Clare at the weekend. The classy Kilcare clubman drove forward from deep at every available opportunity, scoring 1-4 for Jim McGuinness's side. McHugh also won the prize earlier in the campaign following Donegal's Ulster Championship win over Tyrone. Moving on to soccer, and Irish sides have found out who their opponents will be in the opening rounds of European competition this summer. Shamrock Rovers will play Icelandic league winners Vinegar in the Champions League. Meanwhile, in the UEFA Europa Conference League, both Shelburne and Derry City will be making trips to Gibraltar. Shells have been drawn against St Joseph's, while Derry, they'll play FCB Magpies. St Pat's, they've received a bye into the second round. Irish League sides also learned their opposition today. Irish Premiership winners Larne, they'll face Latvian side FC RFS in the first qualifying round of the Champions League, while in the Conference League, Crusaders, they face a short trip to Wales to meet Caermarthen Town, and Linfield, they are to meet Icelandic side Stjarnan. And the first round games in the European competition, they'll be played on the week of the 9th of July. Some Finn Harps news, and they confirmed today that Chris Latifah's loan has ended and he's returned to his parent club, Bohemians. Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy says, "I would like to thank Chris for his dedication and commitment to the club over the last few months and wish him well for the rest of his career and hope he can go on to great things." Latifah joined the Ballybofey side in January of this year. Meanwhile, Shelburne have been given a massive boost with the news that Tolka Park can host games as they return into those European competitions. The Drumconda ground underwent some upgrade works, and UEFA have given the green light for the first and second round matches to be played there. And at Euro 2024 this evening, Turkey, they've begun their European Championship campaign. They've taken on tournament debutants Georgia and Dortmund in Group F. That game is currently scoreless. And later this evening, group favourites Portugal, they play the Czech Republic at 8 o'clock in Leipzig. And just some news from cross-channel. Manchester United will play Fulham in the opening game of the new Premier League season. Following the release of fixtures today, the match will take place at Old Trafford on Friday, August the 16th. Champions Manchester City, they go to Stamford Bridge to play Chelsea on Sunday, August the 18th. The first Monday night game sees newcomers Leicester City welcome Tottenham Hotspur on Monday, August the 19th. And the first Manchester United-Liverpool game is on the weekend of Saturday, August the 31st. Manchester City welcome Arsenal to the Etihad Stadium on the third week in September. Finally, for this evening, in rugby, Ireland have named their squad for the two-test tour of South Africa in the last hour. Peter O'Mahony retains the Ireland captaincy, but Leinster's Jack Conan doesn't travel. Jameson Gibson-Park has been excluded due to a hip injury. Connacht's Keelan Blade is in. Ulster's Cormac Izuchukwu and Leinster pair Jamie Osborne and Sam Prendergast are the three uncapped players to make the cut. Leinster fly half Ross Byrne has been ruled out. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Sinn Féin's Whip Deputy Patrick McLaughlin has told Taoiseach Simon Harris that ample time must be given to debate the EU Migration Pact, which is due to be discussed tomorrow. Deputy McLaughlin says there's a real fear that limiting the debate to one day will mean the Dáil will not be able to hold a proper debate. Mr Harris said every TD who wishes to will be able to speak, and if necessary, the time allocated to the debate will be extended. Deputy McLaughlin says it's too important to rush.
We had asked for as much time as possible for us to take whatever time is needed on this. It is a matter of serious concern in the opposition that while the government has granted more time, it will be scheduled to conclude tomorrow. I'd ask the government again to consider allowing this to take as much time as possible and to adjourn until Thursday or next week. So we clearly need more time in this Oireachtas to demonstrate that we've had the fullest debate, had the fullest opportunity before we vote on the matter.
In relation to the issue of the migration pact, don't disagree with what Deputy McLaughlin said. There's no deceitfulness here going on. We did say we'd provide ample time on this. I think there's 8.5 hours scheduled tomorrow, from my recollection. And what we're clearly saying today in the Dáil, that if time is running out tomorrow on the EU migration debate, and if there are still people who've indicated that they wish to speak, the whip will come back into the House and do a new business proposal on the floor to extend the time. So everyone who wants to speak, every member of Dáil Éireann who wishes to speak on the pact, will have the time to speak on the pact.
Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to burglaries at vacant properties in Letterkenny and Carrigart. Donal Kavanagh has more.
On Friday last, a man entered a vacant property in Meadowbank Park in Letterkenny between 4 o'clock and 4:20 and stole a gas cylinder. Gardaí in Letterkenny are appealing to anyone who may have travelled in the area around that time with a dash cam to make the footage available. They're particularly interested in any sightings of a black Volkswagen Passat in the area at the time. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Milford are investigating a burglary at the old rectory in Carrigart at some stage between Wednesday, June 5th and Wednesday, June 12th. A window in the building was smashed. Gardaí believe entry was gained through another boarded up window. Graffiti was sprayed inside the vacant building, but nothing was stolen.
Investigations are ongoing after a car was set on fire in Kellybegs in the early hours of yesterday morning. Between 1:30 a.m. and 3 a.m, a car parked at Meingill Carry was smashed and set alight. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time and who has dashcam footage to contact them. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, a car was also damaged in Buncrana. Between 1:30 and 1:40 a.m. on Thursday last, a man punched the wing mirror of a car parked on Main Street, causing the glass to shatter. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. A woman is to stand trial on charges of conspiracy and learner permit fraud. Alina Glaunt, who's 42, with an address at Charlestown Place in Dublin 11, appeared in court today. Tom Douglas has more.
This case follows an investigation by the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, which began in 2021. Ms. Glaunt is charged with two counts of conspiracy. It's alleged that between September 14th of 2019 and June 29th of 2021, she conspired with one or more other persons to commit serious offences. The first charge is unlawful use of a computer by taking driver theory tests on behalf of other people. The second alleges she carried out deceptions over the same period by unlawfully undergoing driver theory tests in the names of other people to make a gain or to cause a loss to another by deception. A Garda told the court the accused was arrested at her home at 8:45 this morning and did not respond to either charge. The court heard the DPP has directed Ms. Glaunt is to face trial on indictment, which means the case will move to a higher court. She did not indicate a plea today, nor did she address the court today. Due to the nature of the charges, she was not able to make an application at the district court level for bail that will have to be made to the High Court. The judge remanded her in custody to appear again via video link on Friday. A book of evidence must be completed before a return for trial order can be granted.
Mallin in Donegal has been named as Ireland's best kept village of 2024. It's part of the Best Kept Town Connect competition, with the results have been announced today by the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys. Speaking at the awards ceremony in Belfast, Minister Humphreys also gave a special mention to Derry, which won the Best Kept Large Urban Centre category. Looking now to weather, mostly cloudy with a few light showers clearing this afternoon and sunny spells developing. Highest temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, Eamon Ryan is standing down as leader of the Green Party and will not stand in the next general election. A former mayor of Donegal is calling for members of the 100% Redress Party to be elected as Cathaoirleach and Las Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on the whereabouts of a 15-year-old who's been missing from South Inishowen for just over 3 weeks, and a dog has been seized after a man was seriously injured in an attack in Inishowen on Sunday morning. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. Stay up to date on our website, where you can get this bulletin available for playback along with all the latest local stories. That's all for now. Back with more at 6.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 18th of June. The death has taken place of Rosaline Sinclair, née Conroy, 39, Eden Terrace, Strabane.
reposing at her son Nigel's home at 18 Lambton Court, Strabane, from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Michael MacDade, Dundas Fort, Manor Cunningham. Michael's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Private cremation will take place later. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Joe Doherty, 6 Melvin View, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live at melmountparish.com. The death has taken place of Raymond Montgomery, Gort Naverne, Cool Boy, Letterkenny, reposing at his home. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Pieta House, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Katie Stewart, Cochin, Derry Beg. Her remains will repose at her home until rosary this evening at 8 o'clock. House private, please, from after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, with interment afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Myra Floyd, Brahe Remelton, reposing at her home. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Remelton Presbyterian Church. Burial afterwards in Bank Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Wheelchair Association, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Hughes, Neil O'Donnell, Kierna Koshog, Castle Finn. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, at 12 noon. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has occurred of Rose Nealis, née Sheridan, 57 Hawthorne Heights, Letterkenny, formerly of Ballybos, Creasla, reposing at the family home until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in the family plot at New Leck Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.